Today's daf is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskal. Today's daf is daf Nun Zion, and we are on daf Nun Zion. 6 lines from the top. Hahu Ota. That is a difficult story. There was a guy. There was a story with a guy. The Biram. He was in the town of Biram. The Hahu Oved Kochavim. He was an angel. The Havi Kasalik Bedikla. He was climbing up a dekel tree, a palm tree. The icy lulav, and he went to get a lulav. Bahade, the karnafit, while he was on his way down from the lulav tree, naga berosha de luliva vichamra shalo bekavana. Somehow, the lulav touched some wine that belonged to a Jew, but it was inadvertent. The guy had no intention of touching the wine. It was inadvertent. Some changed the gears to say that he touched it with his hand. Because touching it with something in your hand, that's already a big stretch. Some say, Eina Hanami, the stretch is, in other words, he touched it with the lulav. Not that he touched it, that's a little bit of a stretch. Others changed the gears and say he touched it with his, he was coming down from the tree, he needed some balance, he touched the cup. He didn't realize the guy, he wasn't interested. And that's what happened. Either he touched it with the lulav and it's a stretch, or he touched it with his hands. Either way, the key is, it was low kavan. And Shariyeh Rav Lizvune, Lov Dekochavim. Rav held it was Mutter Bahano. Rav didn't say he could drink it. He can't drink that. However, Mutter Bahano. Okay? Amru Le Rav Kahana Le Ravasi. Says Rav Kahana to Ravasi. I'm sorry. Or Le Rav Kahana Ravasi Le Rav. Rav Kahana and Ravasi say to Rav, Amar Hu to Amar, but Rav, didn't you say, Tino Ben Yomohu Oziyah Yenetzeth? That even a one-day-old non-Jewish baby touches wine, take the hand of the baby, they put on the, that's going to make it usher. How can you say, how can you change it with you? Now, what? 1 minute. So same thing over here. The guy is coming down the tree, touched the wine, he didn't want to fall. He didn't have any kavana. Like a one-day-old baby, no kavana. So, no kavana. So, Rav, you mocked a little story, but you held it, a one-day-old baby. A one-day-old baby has no kavana. Whatever you want to say about a one-day-old baby, they have no kavana. And you held that a one-day-old baby can make yayinetzah. So the answer is Rav, Amr to Amri and Avishtiya. I said that by drinking. Bahanami Amri? Bahana I said it? Right? I didn't say Bahana. I only said it by drinking. By drinking is a point. Not Bahana. Okay. Now, the question becomes, based on this little tiny Gemara, the question becomes, that this man has it. Is manhasa when goyim aren't interested, they don't care. Certainly, certain goyim don't care at all about making something into yayin. It shouldn't be any different than a one-day-old baby. In other words, even if they're touching the wine, amazing. Mrs. So and so, can you please bring me over that wine? Yeah, sure, no problem. Exactly. When I move the wine to get the milk in the refrigerator, so they push the bottle of wine out of the way and they go get something else. Yeah, the touch is amazing. But it's no Shiloh. That's tough. There's no Shiloh that is not interested in Yayin Nefer. It's the wine mutter. So it's a Machlokas Rishon. Actually, it's a Machlokas Rishon. What? Even Bahana. Even today, we're on Bahana. Today, the something they can sell it? They spill it out. No, but could you see whether is that mutter to sell it? Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. Sell to him. Well, let's say you find the guy will buy. I'll give you $2 for it. Could you do that? Or your mamash have to spill it out, right? That's, I don't know. But in the Rishonim, in the world of the Rishonim, before we get to modern day application, in the world of the Rishonim, it's about machlokas, right? Tosfos on Amud Beis, which we're going to get to in a few minutes. Tosfos says that it's like a one day old baby, right? However, the same Tosfos is going to say that a guy is different. You know why? Because even though a guy has no kavanah to make it into Yayin Netzeh, he still has kavanah to touch it. So a guy still works. You can't compare a guy to a one-day-old baby. A guy to a one-day-old baby. You can't compare. Why? True. No Yayin Netzeh. But still has kavanah to touch it. Why does it make it worse? Right? And the wine will be usher even Bahana. Okay. And then Tulsa says, well, see, on a base, he's going to say that it's only the Rabbanan anyway. It's the Rabbanan. If someone is going to, someone can't withstand the type of zealot, I mean, the principle of Al Yishogim, Mut of Yishogim, Al Yimizid. Better they don't know the halacha, they're not going to listen to it anyway. Let it be a shogim, and do a shogim. In other words, the machlokas we've shown him. The machlokas we've shown him. Tulsa seems to come down on the side that it's usher. We're going to have it on another day. But if someone's doing it, you know, so I'm going to make a whole big, you know, big machla about it. Okay. Now, gufa. Now we're going to go into the details of this issue. I'm a Rav. Tinuk ben Yomo, Rav just said. A Tinuk ben Yomo, also yayinetze. Tinuk ben Yomo can turn wine into yayinetze. From one day old baby. Wait a minute. The very long, complicated brisa. Very long and very complicated. The punchline is not hard at all. The case is complicated. We're getting to kasha on Rav. What's the kasha? From the following brisa. Halokeach avodim min ovde kochavim. If you buy slaves from goyim, so they're goyim. However, since you bought them, you're making them into avodim kananim. Avadim Kenanim have a mitzvah like an Isha. So if you have an Eved Kenani, and the Eved Kenani touches wine, does that make that wine usher? Of course not. Right? So you're in the process of making these Avadim that you bought from a Goy. Now, why do we care if you bought them from a Goy, if you bought them from someone else? We'll see why in a minute. If you bought them from a Goy, you're making them into Jews. Into Chassid Jews, whatever you want to call them. Right? So, Malu, so you gave them a Bris Mila, however, below Tavlu. They didn't have Tvila yet. So did anything change in their life? Not really. Halachic status of them didn't change. When does it change? After the tevila. So they're halfway there. B'chein, or b'nei hashvachos, you have kids that are born from a shivcha kananit, right? Shemalu, v'lo tavlu, and they had brismila, but they didn't have the tevila yet. Rokan umidrasan bashuk tamei. Then any if they're spit. Or anything they sit on in the shuk, doesn't mean lataka b'shuk, is tame. Why? And even if it's in a rishus harab, it's tame. Why? That's what the shuk is there for. Even if it's in a rishus harab, why? Because they're not Jews yet. Yeah, they're on their way, they had the first meal already, it doesn't make a difference, they're not Jews yet. Vamrile tahar. Some say it's tahar. Some say in such a case, why? They're enough Jews that we're not gonna make them tame the roke. Fine. Yenam. What about if these people, these types of people, touch wine? It's not lucha then. So it says the brisa continues. But the first part was not even relevant. Gedolim osi yayinetzeh. If they're gedolim, they make yayinetzeh. Kitanim ain't osi yayinetzeh. If they're kitanim, they don't make a yayinetzeh. Kashan Rav. Rav, you said that one day old baby does make yayinetzeh. Hey, see, kitanim don't. That's the kasha. Now, the brisa continues. The Elohim Gedolim, the Elohim Katanim. What's the cutoff for a Gadol or a Katan? What, 13 years old? People aren't even Jewish. What's the cutoff? Says the brisa, Gedolim, Yodin B'tiv Vodat Kochav. A Gadol means they know about their religion. They could be 10 years old. 10-year-old kids know a lot of things already. So, I don't know what the cutoff is. But if they know already, then we're koshesh. Even though they're halachically considered a Katan, they're only 10 years old. 12 years old. But they know already what their religion is all about. So if they're Bechoshesh, they messed around with them once.
Kitanim. Umisham Sheah.
Right, they know about the Avodah Zarah and how to serve it.
Kitanim, what's the cotton?
Could be 18 years old.
Ain't a Yodim B'tiv Avodah Zarah.
Umisham Sheah. They have no clue.
Anyway, Kitani Mihat. Gizom. Kitani Mihat. Anyway, at the end of the day, the Brisa said, Gedolim in, Kitanim lo. Gedolim yes. Not Kitanim. Kashan Rav. Right?
Right?
Says the Tosfos. Don't answer me that there's a chiluk in this brisa between drinking and Hanah. It's the obvious chiluk. Because it's not mashma that Rav, with this brisa, was making any distinction. All asr, it's all mutter. Well, for drinking, yes, for this, not. It's all asr. So don't tell me that answer. So, the Gemara answers. How do we answer this Kashan Rav? Right? So, one minute. So, Tirgima, explain the seifa of the Brisa, Abnei Shefachos. Right? that, in other words, no. When it said that the Gadol and the Katan should make wine depending on how much they know about their religion, that's talking about a shifcha, a b'nei shifcha. Goyim? The mamash from a goy? Then of course even a one-day-old baby, it's going to be a problem. No shayla about that. Okay? Okay? What? Because the difference is, good question, the Rishonim explain, because the B'nai Shifcha, they grew up in your house. They grew up by you. They grew up with the Jews. So therefore, they're not, idol worship, not on their radar. Why? Because they grew up by a Jewish house. So we will make a chiluk between a little boy and then a 20-year-old. So someone in his family, either the mother or the father, somebody doesn't go. So they go to church, whatever it is. But that's only when they're older. When they're young, we don't make such a zero. So for the 4-year-old kid, he has no clue. He's never been to with his mother anywhere. He didn't go to church, nothing. He's a little kid. So we're not going to ask for the wine. A goy? We took him from a over to from a goy? Of course we're going to ask for from the minute he's 1 day old. That's not a tanakash on me. Right, that's the theory. Right. Right. Okay, I didn't learn like that. I'll tell you why I didn't learn like that. What? It says in Achlokas we showed him. Let's say, so according to this, we're making a chiluk. We're not making a chiluk by Gaia. We're only making a chiluk by B'nai Shifcha. Right? What was the reason? Because we assume they're hanging out with you. So if they're little kids, they don't know anything. Only when they get older and they start to go explore the world, then we have a choshesh. Right? Does that only apply if they have a mila without tevila? That's what the Brisa says. Only in such a case. What about if they don't have a mila at all? Exactly. What if they don't have a mila at all? Would you still say the talacha? That if the little kids, that's about chalukas we're showing. So the Gemara says, how could you say that that's true? But havachein katani, but it says vachein, havachein ka'amar, right? In other words, the dinim of avodas kochavim, the babies, kids that are goyim, are the same exact din as kids that are bnei shivcha. How could you make that distinction? It's vachein katani. So the Gemara says, arokin umidrasim. No, they're similar regarding the spit. That makes tumah. Remember we said in that brisa that some said that they're not coming? Hani chalamanda amar tame. Elamanda amar tar, Michael and Amar. But if you hold tar, the answer is that. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hakamash malon. Here, now we're going to reread the whole brisa. Ready? Avadim dumya de b'nei shvachot. You're right. Avadim are very similar to b'nei shvachot in one aspect. Ma b'nei shvachot. Just like if they're b'nei shivcha. Malu v'lo tavlu. If they have a brismila without tvila, who the osin yayin esech? Such a baby can make a yayin esech, or a kid, whatever. Hamalu b'tavlu. But if they have a brismila and they have tvila, then they're considered Jewish regarding dinim that a woman has to keep. Then lo, they're not going to make a yayin esech. They're not mitzvah in tefillin. They don't have to wear tefillin. Why? Because it's a mitzvah that says man grama. They don't have to wear tefillin. So therefore, maybe they're going to make... No, they don't make Yayinetzach anymore. Ah, Abadim. So too, slaves. Cain. Same din. Same exact din. And la'afuke midrav Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. To exclude the chumrah of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Not Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Halakeach Abadim midrav Nechachavim. If you acquire a guy from a guy, right? You acquire a slave from a guy. Ah, balpi shemolu v'tavlu. Even though now you've turned him into a Jew, at least a Jew, a Hati Jew, at least a Jew regarding mitzvahs like Anisha, nevertheless, Osi Yayin Netzah, he still makes Yayin Netzah. What are we waiting for? Ad until Shetishka Avodas Kachav Mipihem. Until he renounces the Avodah Zarah that's in his heart. Kamash Malan, Jalo, but not Hoshish for that. In other words, I would have thought that, yeah, the Shifcha, they grew up by you.
right? The shifra grows up by you, the shifra, the kids are by you, so much more willing to be maker. But you get the guy, you get a even from a guy, maybe b'choshesh for this chumrah that they have to renounce it. Kamash plam and achoshesh for the chumrah. Now we're going to discuss that chumrah. Okay? So the bottom line is, it comes out from Rav, and this is important for Amad Bey. According to Rav, there are three categories. Ready? Just going to review it. A guy, not a guy, a slave, or, a guy or a slave that's bought from a guy or a slave bought from a guy that has a bris milah, no tevilah, right? Even a one-day-old baby is going to trace that one. That's the first one, right? Second one, if it's a b'nei shifcha, that depends. If they're katanim, then they're not going to make a yayinetta, right? They only had one. Or maybe even if they didn't have any, because it's the machlokes rishonim. Then they're Jews. And the third din was, if you hold that the spit and the midrash, anything they step on, is tahar, if it's tahar, then there's another din. That whether you're a guy or whether you're b'nei shifcha, only if you have mila and not tevila, you ask for the wine. But if you have both, then you're not going to ask for the wine. Against Shmuel, who said they have to also be next. Okay? Those are the three dinim. Now, Gufa, we just said, Amar of Nach, when Amar Shmuel, Halokeach Avadim Rav Dechachavim, if you get a guy from a guy, and you make him into an Eved, Afa Pi Shemolu V'Tavlu, even if he has a Bishmila, even if he has a Tvila, Otin Yayinetza, he can still take something like Yayinetza, but just because you, it's a whole machloket, you can even do that about Harfa. Can you force him to have a Bishmila? Can you force him to be a Mitzvah like Anisha? The Gemara seems to say other places, you cannot do that. You give him a year or two, and then if he doesn't want it, you have to let him go. You can't force him to be Jewish. But whatever it is, let's say he agreed, but we don't know his intention. So, Afal pi shemalav tavlu otin yayinetzach, he can still make a yayinetzach ad shetishka avodas kochav mifihem, until he renounces the avodah zarah. The kama, how long do we wait for that? Amar Yeshua ben Levi, shnei basar chodesh, 1 year. So the 1 year afterwards, you have to see, is he renouncing it or not? Eitzvei Rabba, l'Rav Nachman, Rabba asks Rav Nachman, wait a minute, how could you say all that? The brayso that we quoted, didn't say a word about that. I'm going to quote the exact same brayso again. Halokeach avadim min ovdei kochavim, if somebody gets idols. Somebody gets an eved from a guy. What? Somebody gets an eved from a guy. Shemalu v'lo tavlu, let a bismila, but did not yet have tvila. Or v'chein b'nei shvachos, shemalu v'lo tavlu, rukan umidrasan bashuk tomei. But I'm relate tahar. Right? Yenam, what about their wine? So again, if Gedolim Osin Yayinetza, Kitanim ain't Osin Yayinetza. The Elohim Gedolim, who are Gedolim, the Elohim Kitanim, Gedolim, what's a Gadol? Shiyodin Batib, Avodas Kochav, Umasham Shal. It's exactly right. A Gadol is considered someone, even if he's under 13, if he knows already how to worship an idol. Kitanim, what's Kitanim? Ain't Yodin Batib, Avodas Kochav, Umasham Shal. He doesn't know. Anyway, Katani Mihas, anyway, what does the Bryce say? Malu v'lotavlu in, if brismila without tvila can yet make yayinetzach, malu v'tavlu lo. There's no other requirement that you have to renounce the avodah zarah. Would you be comfortable with that? There's no requirement like that. Right? So, answers Shmuel, right? Answers Shmuel, Tirgama, explain that Bryce to mean abnei shvachos. In other words, since they grew up in a Jewish home, right? Then their touching doesn't render a katan, doesn't render a yayinetza. But if you got a guy, you got an eved from a guy who grew up among goyim, they have to be now. You hear that? Okay? Ask the Gemara, how could you possibly say that? Same question. Ha-vachin katani. It says v'chein. Similarly, answers the Rosh Shmuel, gives the same answer we gave in Amar Aleph, Arukan Umidrasan. Yeah, they're similar regarding Tumah. Okay? They're similar regarding Tumah. Again, Ha-Nichel Amandar Matami. That makes sense if you said that they are
tame. But that the Braisa said that those people are tame. The Braisa said some say tar. El amandamar tar maikel amemar. What are you going to answer back to that? Hakamash malan. The chiddush is avadim dumya bnei shvachos. Avadim are like bnei shvachos. Ma bnei shvachos. Just like a bnei shivcha. Gedolim hu de'osin yayinetzeh. Ketanim ein osin yayinetzeh. Only a gadol makes yayinetzeh, not a katan. At avadim nami. Gedolim osin yayinetzeh. Ketanim ein osin yayinetzeh. Okay? This is the key line of the whole da. La fuke midirav. This is against Rav. The Omar Rav. Rav said, Tinok penyomo osi yayinetzeh. A one-day-old can make yayinetzeh. Kamash malan, dilo, no way. Only a gadol can make yayinetzeh, not a katan. So it turns out, that from Shmuel, we have three halachas. Number one, if you buy a goy or an eved from a goy, right? Now, does it make a difference if you buy an eved from a goy? Does it make a difference if they have bismila and they don't have a tavila? Even if they have bismila and a tavila, they still can make yayinetzeh, right? That's what Shmuel said. They still can make yayinetzeh. What? For a year. If they don't have tavila, they'll make it forever. But if they have the tavila, we'll wait a year. So there's still a year of a window. Number two, if they're bnei shivcha, right? Then it depends. If they have a malu v'tavlu, no. If they don't have it, then yes. And number three, that if you hold that they're tahar, if they spit their tahar, there's another dip. That whether they're a goy or bnei shivcha, only gedolim, not ketanim. Okay? Well, that's a gigantic cost of lafukah, we're going to discuss it, so we're going to read right now. But we're not going to read the whole thing. We're only going to read like 10 lines. So go exactly. So go down exactly. They have no dot. But isn't that how we started off the case? The guy's coming off the tree and he inadvertently touches Yayin. He has no dot. That's what I said. He's a guy with mana there that has no dot. He has dot. He could be a genius, right? Bill Gates, a genius, but he has no intention to do Yayin that stuff. He doesn't care. Also, we said it's some change to girta to say it means it's hand. Because that's already a big leap. To say that even when you're touching with a stick, that's already a big leap. So, but there could be yet. Some the girta we have is like that. Okay, so go to the big toes of Lafuke. It's about, I don't know, 10 lines down. It's toward the end of the line where it says, V'od Pasak Rabbeinu Tam. You see it? No. It's the 10 lines from the top. Middle of the line. See it? You have it? Ode Pasak Rabbeinu Tam. You see it? The word right after that is Nidhu. Kulam Nidhu. Ode Pasak Rabbeinu Tam. You have it? Ode Pasak Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam Paskin Kilishna the Amar. One second. David, you got it? The last one, Abashok. Old pasuk Rabbeinu Tam paskins kilishna the Amar rukon umidrasan b'shuk tahar. He paskins that if they're spitting in the street, that roke is going to be tahar, right? In the Brayer said there were two machlokas about that. Tahar. Why? The bishul sof from halacha or mekel, because all things throw upon it. So we mekel ulufi also haloshin, and according to that girsa, according to that loshin. Halag Shmuel Adarav. Shmuel and Rav clearly argue Betinah Ben Yoma on a one-day-old baby. Ba'od, Pirusho, Rashbam, Baharibon, B'Shem Rashi. They both hold, following Rashi, that where that Rashi is a mystery a little bit. Shekasov, B'Tshuvah HaGaonim, who quotes a Tshuvah from the Gaonim. Ki Bizman Hazeh, nowadays, this is already in France in the 1100s, right? The people went on crusades. Right. Even then, they're saying, "Bizman hazeh, ein iser hana b'maga oved kochav b'yayin." There is no iser hana for goy touches wine.
Look what we're talking about. Rashi, the Gaonim, the Rashbam, he's a heavy hitter. Right?
Ki ovde kochav shal achshav, because goyim of today ain't regilim lenatik avodos kochav.
That's not what they do. They're not rogel, turn wine into yayinat.
The chashuvin ki ain yodin betiv avodos kochav umasham shechav.
They're just like somebody who doesn't know the ins and outs of their religion. You see what they're doing? They're just like a little boy who doesn't know.
V'havin lehu, ketinu p'nyomo.
They're like a one-day-old.
V'alzeh, anu, somchim, v'gavos, yenos, ovdek, v'chavim, v'chovos, tenu.
That is the heter that when they owe us money, we can collect wine from them. You hear this? They owe us a debt, we take their wine, then we'll sell it to a different guy. That is the heter, since the whole thing doesn't apply with manazeh. You hear this, Moses? The whole thing doesn't apply with manazeh. It's all mutter. You can't drink it. You can't drink it. You can deal with it. So the guy owes you money? Doesn't want to pay? He'll give you the wine instead? You can take it. An idol? You can't take it. It's worthless. But the wine? You can take.
V'aldavra, listen to this. Listen to the next line of Tosafot. V'aldavra dash shalach lo ri, lo Rabbeinu Tam.
The ri and the Rabbeinu Tam were first cousins. Right? They were both the grandchildren of Rashi from different children. So they were first cousins with each other. So the read, sends to Ben Otam,
Hachazi, I see, Dimina, from you, Umeyavuch, and from your father,
Umeyachuch, and from your brother.
Who was the Rabbeinu Tam's brother?
The Rabbeinu Tam's brother was the Rashbam.
Right, their father was Rav Meir, who was the son-in-law of Rashi. We don't know what Rashi's daughter's names were.
Those names, that's all legend. We don't know what their names were. We know what their son-in-laws were. So one was a mayor. He had two children, Rashbam, Shmuel ben Meir, and Rabbeinu Tam, Yaakov Tam, right? He's called Rabbeinu Tam because his name is Yaakov Ishtam, right? And then the Ri, I think it's Yitzchak, or Yaakov. That's a cousin. So he sends back, wait a minute. Your father, right? And your brother, right? What's the story? I heard that they hope.
Mystery, maga overkachav miayim la'alma. I feel b'shtiya.
They even allowed drinking his wine, right?
Da'achicha Rab Shmuel, because your brother Rab Shmuel, the Rashbam, pasak b'shem avicha,
held in the name of your father. Who's that? Rashi's son-in-law,
right? B'shem avicha, Rabbeinu Shlomo,
in the name of the Zeda Rashi.
That what? The overkachav b'sman hazeh ein chashuv el tinuk b'nyomo. But also posik, Fatino Panyomo, Kishmuel,
and they all hold like Shmuel,
the Islay, the Ina Osiyayin, Nessa, Lesser, Af Pishtiya.
They even allow drinking this wine. You hear this? They even allow drinking this wine. So makel they were. This is Bashem Rashi.
By the way, Rashi was a wine merchant. Rashi was a wine merchant. I think for a living. Right? Besides writing Rashi on Chumash and Rashi on Shas, and Rashi 5 volumes of Chuvas that you could buy in the store. Besides all that,
he also was a wine merchant. It's amazing
what Rashi accomplished. And Rashi didn't have Rashi to learn Gemara with. Right?
It's amazing.
What? Yeah, he had himself. It's amazing.
It's a very, very interesting Tosafot.
The family, the Heshev Lo Rabbeinu Tam, Ki HaTalmud Shekasav, whoever wrote that
Rashi Matz,
Nivel haya lifso. Chas v'shalom. Shalom al alibo. Chas v'shalom to hold like that. Elevadai kaimel and karav. We hold like Rav. Da'asuri l'gavi Shmuel, who offers it. We always pass like Rav over Shmuel. Patinik v'nyom o'tin yayin etzach l'esher v'shtia. Of course it's also to drink. Vavdi v'chav v'zman hazeh. Vada yin kitinik v'nyomo.
Of course they're considered the tinik v'nyomo. Kitipasik v'nyomo or Shlomo. Like Rashi, our grandfather Paskin. So the argument was the grandfather Paskin.
Right?
What? Arguing what he said.
Huh? Right. So the question is, are we holding like Rav or like Shmuel? Right? So, at the end of the day, right, the Tosafot goes, it goes on and on and on. So just go to the last line. Go to the third to last line. See what says the Yesh Lomar?
See the bottom, all the way to the bottom. See what it says?
he ends up being master, which is why today we're master. The prophet is master. I don't think today. What? What did Rashi say? I guess they had a dispute what Rashi said. That's why I said, where are these Rashi? Are these things that they learned from the Chavrusa with the grandfather? I think that the Rashbam was 15 years old when Rashi died. He had a little bit of a connection to Rashi. I don't know if he learned so much. I don't know how much he accomplished when he was fully 15. So it could be that maybe the other one was older. The Rabbeinu Tam was older, maybe.
What?
Right. No, the Rabbeinu Tam could have been older. So they learned with the grandfather Rashi, and they're different. I don't know. I just don't know. But Tosa says that one cousin said it's Mutter, Bishen Rashi. The other one says Chas B'Shalom. Right? Chas B'Shalom to say that. So I don't know. I don't know the answer. I think Bizman Azeh, nobody will drink wine that a guy touches. Nobody will hold like that. Even though they claim Rashi held like that. Hanas, I don't know. I don't know the halach about Hanas. What, you know how halach about Hanas do we? If a guy touches wine, it's not Mavushal. So Bizman Azeh, are you allowed to have enough in that wine? So can you sell it to the shiksa, or you can't even do that? Uh-huh, there's a suffix. Okay, but to drink it, no one matters that. What? Oh, but that's what we're saying. No, it's a suffix. What we're saying today, no, I don't think anyone disputes the fact that today they don't have kavana. We consider it. Oh, so it all goes back, right, so it all goes back to the shaila of what do you do with a one-day-old? Whatever you do with a one-day-old, that's the status of a guy b'tzman hazeh, who clearly has no intention. That's a shaila. So it's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Right. Because, by the way, Rav even held that it's mutter b'hanah. Rav said the lulav case. I only asked for hana. I only asked to drink it. I didn't ask for hana. Right? You can give it to them. You tell you like you let them to sell it. Yeah, the answer is yes. I think yes. The closed bottle. Closed. I think. I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I don't want to pop it. I don't know. Because if it's closed, then they can't make yayinet. Because you can't make yayinet with something you can't pour. That's why. Right. I understand. So there's no yayin nesef. Not yayin. So look at the last three lines of Tosfos. I'm not sure if we passed it, but look at the last three lines. So he says, this is a V'yesh Lomar. Demai de'gazru stam yenam, le'etzar bahana yoser mipita mushmanam. Why are we more machmir? That you can't even have hana from stam yenam. Right? Stam yenam, he says. More than bread. No one has to shayla on bread. Right? You're not allowed to have the bread of a guy. Or the oil, whenever they had those formers, but to tell us, don't shayla on that. Because it was so much more common and frequent for them. But now, shibatal nisuch. There's no more nisuch. She'enam yodim betiv avodas kochavim. No one's a from guy today. No one does that. This is exactly. These are the people that went to the crusade. What? So if they were religious back then, imagine what the Gemara is talking about. Imagine. Right? If they're religious in the 1100s, Goyim was so religious. Imagine what they was like before the church, which is what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara is not talking about Christians. The Gemara is talking about pagans. So imagine how firm they were. Or you could say that no, even in the church, they were still very firm, but they didn't worship with wine. Now, they did. So that you could say it was only a secondary worship, it wasn't really main. It was, I don't know. I don't have the answer. Anyway, look what it also says. It's good enough. It's enough if you treat wine like bread. Or like food cooked by a guy. Less or b'shtia. To drink it, you can't do. Lo bahana. But not bahana. Bahamachmir tava alav bracha. You want to be machmir? That's great. Which implies you don't have to be machmir. It's a chumrah. It's a chumrah to be machmir.
Tavalon bracha, you get a bracha for that.
You have to be machmir. If it's gonna make it such good, you give the mailman the wine. It's gonna really, really like you, and it's gonna really help out.
Maybe you have an out. I don't know.
Right. That could be a pshara. So for tovas hana,
you don't have to be machmir, but to get money out of it, Tosafot says you should be machmir.
Lo maisa, people know it to be machmir. I just don't know. What? Right. By the way, just because Tosafot says it doesn't mean pass it that way. I don't know. I didn't have a chance to look up in the Shulchan Aruch. What does he say? What does Kalim say? What does the Ramot say? What does the Shach say? He's not getting busy with it. But just the fascinating Tosafot. Fascinating. Okay, we do two few more minutes. How listen to this story. There was a story in Mechuzah. Asa over the chavim ayel lechanuta d'Yisrael. The guy walks into the Jewish store, and he says, "Amalahu." He says to the Amalahu. The guy says to the storekeeper, "Islechu chamer lizbune. You have any wine here I could buy?" Right. So Amrule. The Jew says, "Look, there's no wine. There's nothing here. We sold out." To have a yasev chamer bedavla. There was wine in a little bit of a bucket. And Shadi Beyade, the guy takes the bucket with his hand, Sif Sech Bey, he moves it around, Amalu, Hot Lav Chamer, isn't that wine? Like, hey, is that wine over there in that barrel? What's going on here? Isn't that wine? Now, next story, next line is a little hard. Shakle Haich Beritzte, the Jew got angry that the guy touched his wine, and he spilled it out. Right? So, obviously, he didn't spill out the whole thing. Otherwise, He threw it in his face. He said, "Get out of my store." So obviously, the whole thing wasn't thrown out because now, Shadi Lodana. Now, can I drink the wine in the bucket? Right? Oh, he threw that into another cask of wine. Now, is the whole thing usher? Now, Shairi Rava Lizbune La'ovde Kochavim. Rava mastered it. Right? Why? Because it's Motor Bahana. So even though it was inadvertent. He goes, "Hey, is that one there? Let's just tell me it's all that." But we don't think he did it on purpose to trade up the. No. He said, "Hey, is that one right there?" He touched it. The Jew got ush. What am I going to do now? They threw it in. Now the whole thing is a shiloh. Right? Again, it's no bittel because it's min bavino. So the whole barrel has a shiloh. What do I do? The rabbi says, "No problem. You can't drink it. You can sell it." So if lig alei Ravuna bar Chinana Ravuna breder of Nachman, there's a machlokas about that. Some answered it. Right? Why is it usher? So the Ramban says over here, it's different. When the guy came down from the tree and he touched the wine, it was clear that he wasn't, it was inadvertent. Here, that's still 100% clear. He did shake it off. Not 100% clear. So if not 100% clear, we're going to be even more machmer. Therefore, nafka shipure derava v'shari, shipure to shofar. I mean, they mean the good shofar means they made an announcement. They made an announcement that Rava was matirit, right? But nafke shipure the Ravuna bar Chinana, Ravuna bar Bear of Nachman for Osri. And they made another announcement that it was Osir, right? So everybody was tumbling whether it was Mutter or whether it was Osir. Okay, you know what? We'll stop here, even though we're in the middle of the story, because tomorrow's not so long either. We'll stop here, and we'll resume the rest of the story tomorrow. Everybody have a good day. If anybody has any insight on the bottom line here with this wine, we'd love to hear it. Everyone have a good day.